From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Our decisions today, retaining the rule against networks merging, tightening the limits on radio ownership, and modifying rather than eliminating the remaining rules, are modest, albeit very significant changes.
I very much regret what the FCC did this morning. In the rearview mirror, this will be seen as a terrible, terrible decision that marches this country backwards, not forwards.
This criminal case is about lying. Lying to the FBI, lying to the SEC, and lying to investors. That is conduct that will not be tolerated by anyone. Martha Stewart is being prosecuted not because of who she is, but because of what she did.
Mr. Speaker, those of us who argued that the conflict in Iraq was illegal constantly had the whole issue of weapons of mass destruction thrown at us by the Right Honourable Gentleman and others. Is it now not high time to have a full public inquiry?
In the end, there have been many claims made about the Iraq conflict, that hundreds of thousands of people were going to die in it, that it was going to be my Vietnam, that the Middle East was going to be in flames, and this latest one, that weapons of mass destruction were a complete invention by the British government. The truth is, some people resent the fact it was right to go to conflict. We won the conflict thanks to the magnificent contribution of the British troops, and Iraq is now free, and we should be proud of that.
All here today now share a goal. The Holy Land must be shared between the state of Palestine and the state of Israel, living at peace with each other and with every nation of the Middle East.
There will be no military solution to this conflict, so we repeat our renunciation of terrorism against the Israelis wherever they might be. Such methods are inconsistent with our religious and moral traditions and are a dangerous obstacle to the achievement of an independent, sovereign state we seek.
It is in Israel's interest not to govern the Palestinians, but for the Palestinians to govern themselves in their own state. A democratic Palestinian state, fully at peace with Israel, will promote the long-term security and well-being of Israel as a Jewish state.